All right, 34 Pass, Mark Maron in for Sam Cedar all week. I hope you're having a good time. I am having an amazing time. I am now on robertreich.org, and it is a party. There's a lot of information here, and I'm going to bring on the man who is in charge of that, who is obviously also one of Time Magazine's People of the Year. Robert Reich is a regular guest on a lot of Air America shows. He's a former Secretary of Labor for President Clinton. He is the author of Reason, Why Liberals Will Win the Battle for America. He's with us now. It is nice to talk to you again, Secretary Reich.
Well, Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. I'm at your website, and you can get a lot of stuff. There's MP3s. There's things.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, toys, games, ways to reach the moon. Anything you want, your heart's desire.
I just ordered four of the Robert Reich bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Those are going to be great. I'm going
to how are you doing, Mark? It's good to talk to you again.
I'm fine. Tell me, Robert, what is happening with the money? And people I talk to, people, they're like, the economy's good. Is it good?
No, it's not good.
I didn't think so.
It depends if you are a CEO or if you're a top executive, if you're a hedge fund manager, if you're running a gigantic casino. The economy's great, but if you're an average worker, your wages adjusted for inflation are less today and lower today than they were in 2000.
Oh my God!
And your health care benefits and your pension benefits are all disintegrating.
I don't know what the worker looks like. You know, I recently was thinking that I started to think that perhaps we are actually all just outsourced Chinese labor, and our job is to buy things.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, pretty soon we're going to outsource CEOs. That's when we're going to have a change in this country.
Uh-huh.
CEOs are outsourced, and maybe we'll outsource some congressmen and senators and presidents, and we'll get some change maybe then.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting if you'd have to. Yeah, I think that's a great idea, except that Lou Dobbs would have a problem with it.
Well, we'll outsource Lou Jobs, too.
All of the, that's terrific. Yeah,
the thing is, it's a global economy, and I still, look, I'm occasionally accused of thinking that education is the only answer. It's not an answer. It's a necessary precondition, but it's not sufficient. I mean, yes, people have got to be educated, but we've got to have fair. A capital market that is fair. We've got corporations that abide by the rule of law. We've got to have regulations that make sure that corporations are responsive to what people need and want, not just as consumers and investors, but also as citizens and workers.
You're saying international regulation.
Well, yes, there has to be international regulation. And the United States is so big and powerful, we can make it happen.
But still, how does that take care of how do we change policy in this country to accommodate people who work in getting the health care they need? It has to happen from the bottom up within the government, doesn't it? How do we – now I'm asking too many questions, right?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions, but they all come down to one thing, Mark, and that is how do we clean up politics and make sure it responds to what we as citizens need and want, and not just to what we as investors or corporations want.
I guess
that's the biggest issue. You know, as we get into the election season, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years before a general election, mm-hmm. we're going to have a lot of people coming up with a lot of ideas, a lot of new policy proposals. But the basic question is not, is it a good policy proposal? The basic question is, how can we get it done if it is good, if we have politics as usual? Because it's not just Republicans who have been under the sway of big corporations and investors. It's Democrats as well.
All right. Well, so let's say we have to rethink everything in terms of how we protect corporations and how people are paid in terms of the highest paid people in the country. But
it boils down to how do we save democracy?
Right.
It's far beyond. I mean, it includes obviously campaign finance reform, but it includes much, much more than that. How do we protect capitalism, or at least prevent capitalism from overcoming democracy?
So you're saying, how do you stop greed from ruining everything?
No, people have been greedy since the beginning of the human race. It's not greed. Mm-hmm. It's that the system has got to make sure that greed does not overrun the democratic process.
Okay, well,
that's what we have right now.
Okay, well, let's talk about just in terms of the constant question, and I watch Lou Dobbs sometimes because I find him to be, you know, earnest and angry about certain things. And there's constant talk about, you know, bringing jobs back to this country, about bringing manufacturing back to this country, and that in terms of immigrant labor, I mean, is there a possibility that in the immigrant labor force could actually rechange the face of labor in this country in a good way in terms of reinstigating or reinitiating the unions and actually if immigration could function properly, that maybe even American workers can find jobs alongside of these people and that the unions could come back?
Well, Mark, here's the good news. If you could look at the local service economy in America, yeah. And I'm talking about retail, restaurant, hotel, hospital, all of the local service workers,
right.
That's where unions are most needed because these are the wages that pay the least.
Right.
And they are occupied to some extent by new immigrants, but also by a lot of relatively poor paid Americans. And unions can be a major force there because these jobs are not competing directly with foreign workers in another country. These jobs are right here in the United States. They cannot be done by machinery, by software. They've got to be done in person. Attentiveness and attention are a big part of these jobs. And so, yes, this is a perfect place for unions to organize, and I hope they do. I think they are beginning.
Good. Now, let me, I asked you this before, but I need you to tell me again. If China wanted to, could they just close America?
No.
Oh.
No.
So what does it mean?
Look at, we do owe China a lot of money. We owe Japan a lot of money. We are deep in debt. But you know as well as I do that creditors very often are in the hands of debtors because we owe them so much money they can't possibly do anything to hurt us because then we wouldn't be able to pay them back.
I'm very familiar with this, Robert.
And so they don't want to have a run on the dollar. They don't want to have the dollar drop because then they're going to be holding a lot of worthless currency.
Right. Okay. I'm very familiar with this because I right now am, I believe I'm a creditor is what you call them at Air America. Which, can you explain a little something about Chapter 11 to me? Now, when someone goes Chapter 11, what are the chances of me seeing my bread?
Well, if you're the lender, if somebody, a company or somebody goes into bankruptcy, into reorganization, Chapter 11, then you as the lender, you're taking your chance, but you're going to hopefully get your money back. You're certainly going to get your money back before stockholders do.
Really?
Because you have a higher priority. I mean, the debts have to be repaid if they can possibly be repaid. You as a creditor have a lot of power. You are basically saying to the debtor, we're going to allow you, we as creditors are going to allow you to reorganize because we think we will be better off and have a higher probability of getting paid if you reorganize and stay alive than if you liquidate and die.
Right, so you're saying there's an outside chance I might get my money?
As a creditor, yes.
Oh, that'd be great. Can you call the people that run this place? And
wait a minute. I don't understand. How can you be a creditor for Air America? You're lending Air America money?
No, I don't think I am owed money by them.
Oh yes, well okay, that's slightly different. So you're not quite as high a priority in bankruptcy as the creditors, but you're owed money, yes, and you are you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
But I'll tell you what. Air America is so important. It has such a very important role to play. I think it'll come out of bankruptcy, and I think it'll do fine, and you'll get paid, and creditors will get paid, and it'll go on to riches.
Oh my God! You should run for office. Why? I just felt good for a minute.
Well, I'm quite serious. I think it's critically important.
I wouldn't be sitting here talking on the air on Air America if I didn't believe in it and I didn't love what it stood for. And a lot of the people that put me into the lurch aren't here anymore. And everything's going to turn around, Robert. And it's going to be a great democratic place.
I wrote the book. The last book I wrote called Reason.
Yes.
The subtitle is Why Liberals Will Take Over and Regain. And, I don't even remember the subtitle, but. Anyway, it was all about the turnaround, and I wrote it before the Democrats retook Congress. I don't think the Democrats who have taken over Congress are necessarily very progressive. The Blue Dog Democrats are still very much a powerful force in Congress, but it's a beginning of a change. Americans did not want that kind of right-wing radical conservatism we saw over the last few years.
That's right.
Most Americans were appalled. Now, those Americans may not call themselves Democrats or call themselves liberals or progressives, but they were appalled at what they saw. Mark.
Yes.
And they were appalled at what they understood was going on in the economy, in Iraq, and elsewhere around the world. They didn't want anything to do with it. And they said, throw the rascals out.
That's right. They were appalled at being jerked around, too, and being lied to and manipulated and treated like just voting blocks of people without real feelings.
Never underestimate the intelligence of the American public as a whole. Individual people, you know, vary considerably in their intelligence, but when you have, you know, all Americans together voting, and the ones who do vote, they tend to be pretty sensible. They were not terribly sensible in 2004, I think in 2006 they were very sensible, and I think in 2008 they're going to be very sensible.
And also on American Idol, I think that there is a couple of choices there that were sensible, but I don't like the show. I think it's a horrible thing.
Well, you know, I tell you, the market, if you ask, you know, how do Americans function in the market, that's different from how they function actually in politics.
That's true.
As citizens.
That's true. That's
and
true.
I think that, you know, we tend not to give them very much credit. I think a lot of them were hoodwinked in 2004.
Absolutely.
But eventually they catch on.
Secretary Reich, it's always great to talk to you.
Mark, it's great to talk to you.
And I hope you're well and have a good holiday.
You have a great holiday.
Thank you very
take
much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You take care. Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor, author, robertreich.org. Always great to talk to him. I feel invigorated, and somehow I feel like there's going to be justice and things are going to be given to me. Someone's going to walk right in here with a suitcase full of money and say, Happy Hanukkah, Mark. Here's what we owe you. Will you please come back? Marin and Proceder, 45 past. We're going to get Pashman and McDonald in here. We're going to talk about plans for the week. Lawton Smalls is going to be here. Kent's here. Justin, Lauren. Are you going to be here all week? Lauren on the phones. Be nice to Lauren. Apparently she does. She has no opinion on me one way or the other yet. But she definitely does not. It's not that she doesn't like me. She's trying to deal with it. It's hard when you first meet me. Be back in a second.
You want your news with sugar-coated mountaintops? How about rainbow candy cane trees and gooey marshmallow skies? Then turn the dial, because you're listening to The Sam Cedar Show. It ain't simple, it's Cedar.